Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with Cleveland.
Yeah, man, a good veteran quarterback. Been in the league for a while, so got a lot of respect for him. The guy can, let it rip, and then, he's able to use his legs as well. So we'll be very prepared for it. A lot of confidence in Mike, the defensive staff, to have us ready for the game. So looking forward to it.
What do you make of the head coaching
Mike? Honestly, I haven't really heard too much about it, so I don't really concern myself about it. And I know Mike personally is not concerned about it either, with, like, just his pedigree and the way he do things, man. He's focused on Baltimore Ravens defense and what we can do to get better. And, like, that's his mindset each and every week. And so love him leading the charge.
How much do you guys lean on the energy of the crowd in some games, game stretch? How beneficial is that to the defense?
Now, it's going to be huge, with the crowd support. Nothing like playing in the bank, man. The type of noise, like, man, last week was even insane. But it's also start with just having that confidence amongst each other. And, knowing what we can do and bringing that noise of our, like, in our own mind mentally, having that. So I feel like if we do that on top of the noise at the bank, man, make it a hostile environment, I think it's tough for anyone, let alone what we do on offense and defense as well.
Is there extra motivation to be the best defense after Sunday, knowing what they have? And I don't think so.
Honestly, I care more about the win. Like, as long as we win, like, I've said it weeks prior, like, we can be the not-so-best defense or the best defense. As long as we win it, that's all that matters to me, and that's what matters to most of the guys in the locker room. But, you play the game to be the best at the end of the day, but I'm not focused on that. I'm more concerned about Ravens win.
A little bit back on Mike. Obviously, you got the game ball this Sunday. What do you guys feel
honestly, man, I've been confident in him since I first got here. I've known Mike for a long time, so, like, it's not like something. I know how cerebral he is, and, like, I know how much thought he put into this, and, like, how much he cares about the game plan, like, spending countless hours. Like, I know it's pretty insane, man. I know that guy busts his tail day in and day out, man, and I'm just, like, grateful to be playing under him, because I know he's going to have us prepared and with the best possible game plan that we can have.
Roquan, I know you guys are focused on Sunday, but given where the standings in the AFC North and the two games within 5 days, Browns-Bengals, how big are these next two games in just a short time span? How big are these for where you guys want to end up at the end of the season?
Yeah, like you said, definitely focused on this Sunday, but I think it's just going to, separate the men from the boys. That's how I look at it, and, we're ready for whatever, whenever, however, whoever, whomever, whatever the case may be. So we'll be ready, but we're definitely focused on Sunday and taking care of the Browns when they come out to the bank. Honestly, man, I just think it's us being able to create so many different pictures and give different looks out of those same pictures. And, like, when you do that, it definitely confuses people, and, like, it makes someone read things after the snap. And, like, that's tough for any quarterback to do, any offense to do, to read things post-snap, because pre-snap, a lot of people can do that pretty easily.
It's going to be Deshaun Watson's first game at M&T Bank Stadium as a Brown. Is there any kind of statement you want to make? He's going to have a lot of games here. He's signed there for a long time. Is there a kind of statement you want to make?
Honestly, man, like I've said weeks in the past, when we played them over there, but, like, this is our territory. This is our bank in a sense. We got to protect our money and stuff, so we got to do that by any means necessary. So we're definitely going to welcome him here and, lock the gates, and then, we're going to slug it out. And however it happens, it's going to happen. But I like us.
What's it like to be on a team that's trailed as rarely as you guys have?
Honestly, I credit it to the guys in this locker room and the coaching staff. The way we come out to practice day in and day out, just like today, and as well as out on game day, just being able to roll from the first snap into the last snap. And I feel like once you do that, you set yourself up for success. And, like, I feel like that's what we do, and we're We're a good group. That's all, and I love being here.